Craig, haven't heard from you for a while. How you been?
Sorry to put a dampener on your show, but I want to bring something to your attention, and if you can hear me out, I'd be appreciated.
Yeah, mate, what's happening, mate?
Well, you know, I've been a driver for Uber now for 5 years, over 18,000 trips.
You're one of the first, I think.
Yeah, well, Uber have got rather ruthless, and I believe I'm not the first. I had an altercation with a couple of female riders on Sunday/Monday morning, early hours. And
hang on, you had two female passengers.
Yeah, I was meant to pick them up, and
yeah, they've booked you, right?
Yeah, and they got abusive with me, and because I said to them, I said, "Oh, you're in the wrong spot," and they said, "We don't give a flying F, just take us effing home." And as you know my nature, I'm not a person that swears and stuff like that.
Well, so you've been, hang on, let me get it straight. You've been called to a job on your phone.
Yeah.
On your Uber phone. And you've gone looking for the passenger and they weren't where they, doesn't your device take you to exactly where they are?
Yeah, but sometimes they get it wrong and they think they put in a pin sometimes and it's not always accurate.
Oh, anyway, so you've gone looking for these people. You've been driving for Uber for 5 years. You were one of the first Uber drivers, I think, in Queensland. And you've gone looking for your two passengers. You finally found them and you said that, hang on, I had trouble finding you because you weren't where you said you were.
Exactly. And they said, "We don't give a flying F."
Did they say that once they were in the car?
Well, I didn't get a chance because this is what I'm going to tell you. So they were about to get in the car.
Yeah.
It's hard enough out of here it is without the pandemic, you know. As you know, I've driven right through the pandemic and I've been given heaps of thank yous and accolades. And sorry, Luke. You know, like 9,000 five-star ratings. Over, you know, 18,000 plus trips. Anyway, I did the right thing and I said, "Look, I really don't appreciate the way you're talking to me."
Were they drunk?
No, they were at the children's hospital.
Anyway, so they weren't under the influence of alcohol. I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but they sound very aggressive people.
Yeah, they were. They were very.
That's why I thought maybe they were drunk. Anyway, keep going.
Or because I was in. Supposedly, I went to the wrong spot, whereas I tried to explain to them that, you know, they were in the wrong spot from the pin drop, you know what I mean? Anyway, so I reported that. I said to them, "Look, I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me."
Mm.
And again, they said, "We don't give a flying, you know what?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Look, I'd appreciate if you got out of the car."
Oh, so, by this stage, they're in the car, right?
Yeah. So they got out of the car and called me an F-wit of a driver.
Mm. And so they've given you a hammering on their rating.
Well, I reported them. They slammed my door and they were verbally abusive to me.
Yeah.
Right?
So you went on the front foot and you reported it.
I always do that first up.
Good on you. Yep.
Right. So for all intensive purposes, Uber have come back to me and said, and I'm going to say this, Uber. Came back to me and said, "Oh, we're sorry to hear about your experience. We don't expect that from passengers. We will not tolerate any type of rider behaviour like that."
Good. That's what they should say. And Uber would be fully aware of your record with them.
Correct.
Yeah, keep going.
Right. So Monday morning, I go to get on my account and they're like, "Dear Craig, we've received a report saying you verbally abused the drivers, the riders. We'd just like to know you've been permanently deactivated from Uber. There will be no course of action. Please stop emailing us. You will not be able to phone us."
But you were on the front foot and you reported it first.
Yeah. And I've tried to get in contact with them and they refused to talk to me. They've taken me off Uber.
So they've taken away your livelihood.
Yeah.
Now, when this happens with Uber, and I've often wondered with Menu, Log, and all those other the services that are operated by anonymous people on computers, is there an office, is there a building you can drive to and go in and talk to someone?
This is the thing, that they've no longer got any hubs. They've got nothing. It's all by customer, what do you call it? Like a operating room.
Yeah.
And it's in the
floor. So there's no building. You can't walk in and say, can I please talk to the supervisor?
They've all gone. Ola, Uber and Didi, all of them. The only place they've got a hub is up in Sydney, and you can't go to it. It's all just office. And
so there's no one you can go to?
No, I'm going to try and find the CEO of Uber World in LinkedIn, and I'm going to send him a message saying, how pathetic is this? I can't get on the Uber rider, Uber Eats, Uber driver. I can't get any of my tax information for my accountant.
Jeez, you see, and if this was a taxi company, there would be somebody you could talk to. There'd be a physical office you could go to and you could try and sort it out. But with Uber, it's all mysterious. It's all on your phone. It's all up in the ether. And there's no person. You can hear how upset Craig is. He's lost his livelihood. And he's got no one he can talk to about it because it's all up in the cloud. Craig, I'm sorry you're so upset, mate. You were one of their first drivers in Queensland, I think. On the Gold Coast, weren't you?
I was. I've got to pay rent. I've got to pay car rent.
You're a very good driver and you know your way around there. Is there a limo service? Is there another car service that you could apply to and work for?
Well, I'm not going to let the bastards grind me down, excuse my expression. So I'm out here now just doing Diddy and Ola. Ola's about as useless as an ashtray on a motorbike. But I'm trying to do as many Diddy as I can so that, you know, maybe Diddy will see that I'm working my ass off. Oh, excuse me. Working my butt off. To try and get my living. So
yeah.
And then I've signed up for a company called DoorDash, they're food deliveries. And I've just signed up for Amazon for deliveries as well. I won't let them get me down, Luke, but I tell you, I don't know if you've watched Channel 7. I've got a friend called Isabella Mullins. She's a Channel 7 reporter. And she heard about my story, but she's now in Sydney. And she's given me a phone number of the Channel 7 Chief Executive Officer of Media Reporting in Brisbane. And she said, give him a call.
Mm.
Craig,
I hope you can sort this out. And I take you at face value. And you and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah, I know. And I never verbally abuse any of my riders.
No, I don't think you do either. Gee whiz, Craig, I'm so sorry. So I think you need to go to a current affair.
I'm going to expose Uber. Because, see, I'm on the... This is the sum of the stories I've been told, right? There's such a big corporation, but they're not making as much money as they thought they would. And I'm on the low percent rate. I'm on 22% commission. The new drivers are on 27.5% and 30% commission. Absolute criminal, as you know. And I've been told that any excuse possible to get rid of the earlier drivers saves them money.
Because you're on a bigger commission because you were in there early. Listen, I just want to put you back to Jess so that Jess can talk to you off air and make sure you're okay. Are you all right? Have you got someone to talk to?
Oh, my wife is so strong. She's like, you'll get through it, mate. You'll get through. Oh, she calls me Yogi. I call her Boo Boo because, you know. And my kids, I've got my little boy with special needs and heaps. And the reason, that's why I do it, because you know how it offers me this flexibility with all these appointments, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Is there a would you drive taxis?
Look, no offence, but no, not taxis.
At least with a taxi, you've got someone that you can talk to.
Yeah, I know. I'll see how I go with what I've...
This is the old thing. You know, Uber came along and operated illegally for a long time in this country, and plenty of good people who bought businesses, bought taxi plates, thinking that was going to be their superannuation. And all of a sudden, almost overnight, they were worth nothing. And Uber was operating illegally. But the government didn't say, let's ban them. They said, well, you can't beat them, let's join them. And plenty of completely innocent taxi drivers, Craig, have suffered immensely because of Uber. And I know that you were very strong to defend Uber at the beginning when I brought this to your attention. I've had taxi drivers ring me, mother and father operations. They put their life savings into buying a taxi license, spending $500,000 on it, and overnight worthless because of Uber. But people don't remember that. And mind you, the taxi industry deserved a big kick in the ass back then because it was getting slack. Drivers were hopeless. Half of them couldn't speak English, didn't know where they were going. And Uber stuck it up them. They sort of came along at the right time. But here you are. Here's the other side of the story, folks. And here's Craig. He's in tears. He's lost his livelihood. And he's telling me that no one from Uber will even talk to him about it. They just punted him. Stay there, Craig. Jess will talk to you off air, mate. 133353 is the number. The Night Shift, Triple M.